It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Hi, neighbor. I'm glad to be able to call you neighbor. You and I are television neighbors, aren't we? Mm-hmm. There's some people who are moving over in our neighborhood on this side street here. And this is a sign that they're going to put out in front of their house. I asked Mr. Brown if I could borrow it. Can you tell what these neighbors do by looking at this sign? Can you find a saw on the sign and a hammer? And can you see something in the middle that looks like a doll with strings attached to it? See the string? Now, can you imagine what those people do in the house where this sign is hanging? Well, the man, the daddy, is a carpenter and also a marionette maker. And the lady, the mother, is a marionette artist, too. Makes marionettes go. Have you ever seen marionettes? Dolls on strings that you move around and make talk and all. Well, this is a sign that they're going to hang outside their house so that people who go by will know what goes on inside there. You know, in the olden days, people used to have a leftover shingle from their house. Yes, I did save some here. You've seen shingles on the outside of houses. That's how they're put on. And I'll just show you outside. People used to take a leftover shingle and paint on it. Yeah. You see, here are the shingles on the side of my house. And that's called a dropped shingle. And they would take one of the leftover shingles and just paint something on it. For instance, if they wanted to have a restaurant inside, they might put a knife and a fork and a spoon and then just hang it outside their house, and people would know that there was something to eat inside. Yeah. Would you like to see what I remember about different signs hanging outside different buildings? Come on inside. Picture has some of those pictures. Leftover shingle. Hi, Picture. Can you read that hi? Picture, will you show us some signs that are hanging outside different shops? What do you suppose goes on in that building where that teapot is hanging outside? Well, people probably are selling tea. And what do you think that is? Looks like a trunk, doesn't it? Well, in the store, underneath that sign, people are selling suitcases and trunks. Is that a shoe? Looks like a shoe, doesn't it? And there is shoe repairing going on inside there, where that sign is hanging. Can you see that fancy pipe up there? Well, that's the sign for a pipe maker. can often tell by what you see on the signs. That's the nub of a pen, a fountain pen. So you'd expect people to be selling fountain pens inside that building. Do you know what that is? A lobster. So there may be a restaurant in that building that has lobsters, or there may be people just selling lobsters there. Have you ever seen a sign like that? That shows there's a barber shop nearby. Does that look like a piece of money to you? Well, there's a bank there. So people seeing that sign know that they can go in and put some money in the bank or take some money out of the bank. That's a funny looking one, isn't it? That's one ball. And inside that shop is a silversmith, a man who works with silver and gold and different kinds of metals, making jewelry and things. I suppose you know what might go on inside that shop. Somebody working with watches and clocks. Now that's a hard one. But usually there's a drugstore when you see a sign like that. And there's a pharmacist who's making prescriptions, drugs, for people to take when they're sick. There's a bookstore. So, different kinds of signs. Thanks, Picture Picture. We better take the sign to our neighbor. Do you think? Would you like to meet him? And his wife? The people I was telling you about who have the marionettes? Come along, let's go to our new neighbors, the Browns. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Fred. How are you?
Just grand, thank
Great.
You. I'd like you to meet my neighbor.
Hi.
Mr. Brown. Here's your sign. Thank you for loaning it to
Great.
Us.
Just in time, as a matter of fact.
Good. Do you just hang it here?
Yeah, that's fine. Good. Now we need one more hook right here. Get that fastened in. Gotta get this lined up. There we go.
How's your moving coming?
Oh, it's rough. You know, we've been traveling all over the country doing shows. I hadn't realized how much equipment we had accumulated. So we've got puppets and furniture and props and, as a matter of fact, you'll see it inside in a minute.
Everything Let's to see. Move, huh?
Right.
You not only have That's to fine. Move those things, you have to move yourselves.
Oh, wait till you see what we've got inside. As a matter of fact, Judy's unpacking now. Would you like to take a look inside?
We would, wouldn't we?
Okay.
See some marionettes and all sorts of things. You know, Mr. Brown's a puppet maker. Yeah, he even makes the puppets that they use. Marionettes.
Before we go in, let me put these tools away so that nobody falls over them while we're inside.
All right.
And I think Judy's inside unpacking right now.
Good.
Let's have a look.
Come along.
Well, this is the workshop where we make all of the puppets.
Oh.
And this is my workbench right here. Well, you see behind us some shelves with various puppets that we're working on. They're either being repaired or being built.
Uh-huh.
And here's some work is in progress. This eventually is going to be Merlin the Magician, as soon as we clear him right here. And he's made out of felt, which is fabric, of course, and he's stuffed. And he's very much like a rag doll, but of course much more elaborate.
Oh, and, look how he moves.
You see his shiny eyes? Those are buttons.
Button
Those shine eyes. Nicely under the puppet stage lights.
And he has just these two strings.
He has these two strings. We'll just hang him on a hook later on so that we can try a costume on him. We can
Oh, you're going
sewing
to put
the costume.
On?
Yes, these are some of the pieces of material. He's going to have a blue costume and
Here,
some stars on it since he's Merlin. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, when he's all costumed, he gets his strings and he'll be a marionette. But over here, we have a rod puppet. This is one of the monkeys from The Wizard of Oz. And he's called a rod puppet because there's a rod or a wire in the back of him, and that controls his arm. See that loop sticking out there?
Oh, this makes his arm work.
Get him to move, yeah.
That's nice.
And that's what a rod puppet looks like. I think Judy's over there unpacking some marionettes now, as a matter of fact.
Oh, hi, Judy.
Hi.
Fred would like to take a look at the workshop. Would you like to show him around for
sure.
a minute?
Sure.
Great. I've got to get up there and help Bob on a few things, too.
Fine.
Thank
all
you,
right.
Bob.
Thank you.
Let's see.
You
over
so
here
many.
We have, this is the Cowardly Lion from The Wizard of Oz.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
The one who's always crying and frightened and covering his eyes.
Yeah.
And here we have Hansel from Hansel and Gretel.
Hi, Hansel.
See? There you go.
Fine
this
boy.
Would be the hand string, the way he would wave or shake hands.
I see.
There you go. That's right. And here's the wizard from The Wizard of Oz. He's the gentleman who's behind...
Making the controls.
Right, right. And,
what is that?
Oh, here's our son. We use our son every now and then in different shows. This is a styrofoam ball, or half of one. And these are plastic drinking straws that we've stuck in.
How clever to think of that.
And here's Papa from Hansel and Gretel. Father.
Father.
And here's Gretel.
Isn't she beautifully
yes.
made? This is yarn, isn't it?
Right, that
hair.
Real fat yarn.
Mm-hmm.
And we have Mother over here. She's sort of tired looking. She works very hard.
She has a... Look at her beautiful eyes. Mm.
And Seven over here we have one of my favorites.
Who
this
is she?
This is the witch from The Wizard of Oz.
Oh.
Hear her not. There she is. Hello, Fred.
Hello, witch.
Mr. Rogers.
Yes, witch.
How you doing?
Well, I'm fine. You're a funny witch.
Oh. Thank you. I don't scare you. Whoops.
You all right?
Fine.
Good.
And then we have
you
over here.
You enjoy working them, don't you?
A horse. Right over here.
In here?
Mm-hmm.
Is this the
Let
horse?
Let me see. Here he is. He's a fun puppet. Here, you can just pull him on out of there.
Could I try him?
Sure. Go right ahead. Maybe you'd be able to work him better up on the bridge, okay?
Oh, all right.
That's where we work our puppets.
How do you get up there?
You've got to go around the back.
Go around the back.
Oh, thank you.
Around behind the wall. There we go. Judy, maybe you could handle it.
I don't know.
Jack here.
Yeah, I think just about. Oops. Oh, you've got to be a tall puppeteer
there we
to
go.
Take care of
these. You're Bob Payne, aren't you?
Hi.
This
Good
Bob
to see you.
Let me move the chicken here.
Down
did
here
you meet
Susan
Bean?
Susan
Hi, Susan.
Susan's painting the tree for us. Let me get Petunia out of the way here.
The set that you see here on our stage is for Jack and the Beanstalk.
Oh, good.
Which is going to be one of the shows that we're doing.
Oh, I hope we can see that someday.
Well, I hope so, too.
Now, how do I make this horse
Petunia.
Work?
Well,
I need a lesson here.
Here we go. Well, this is kind of a two-handed puppet. You see, in the front, we have some pieces of wood that come off, and this is... separating the head. When you turn this from side to side, you see that makes the head turn. And then if you pull on the string in the front, it makes them look up. This is called a control, by the way, because it controls the marionette.
And you just turn it
turn
like
it
this?
From side to side, yeah.
That's right.
Oh, that's fun.
The strings, by the way, are nylon fishing lines so that they can support quite a bit of weight.
Uh-huh.
So you can have a heavy puppet.
Do you make him walk like this? Is that it?
Yes, I think he has one of his leg strings broken, but normally by twisting this from side to side, it starts to get his leg swinging. And if you want to gallop him, you can take the whole thing and just kind of, whoops,
galumping
like that.
Around.
Well, what do you have him say? Is he a character that...
Well, we have
you know, as a matter of fact, we've been trying to think of something for him to say. You're good at making up things. I thought maybe you could help us think of something for Horse to say.
Well, we have a horse in the neighborhood of make-believe that says only the words, I know. Sort of like that. I know.
That.
Do you think we could have an I know type of horse, too?
Of course. In fact, this one could be it if you like. Why don't we pretend you're in the neighborhood of make-believe today? Shall we do that?
That'd be marvelous.
Dr. Bill, Platypus, might need a sign for his office in the neighborhood of Make Believe. You're a sign maker. Would you make one for him?
I'd love to.
All right. And will you make believe with us in the neighborhood of Make Believe that you're at... why don't you have I Know the Horse right with you? All right? In the neighborhood of Make Believe. Will you pretend with us too?
I know.
Yes, yes. Why, Mr. Brown, could you paint a sign for me which shows that I am a children's doctor?
Why, of course, I'd be glad to.
Aye, well, thank you very much, thank you. And now I must be getting back to my work. Many patients today, you know, from the neighborhood.
I'd better take Horace over to Daniel's.
Ouch. I just can't...
What?
Get...
What's the matter, Daniel?
Oh, I have a splinter in my paw and it hurts.
Oh, is there anything I can do to help?
Well, can you take splinters out?
Well, I can try. Let me see.
See it there?
It seems to be in pretty deep.
Yes. Mm. What can I do?
Well, Dr. Bill is your neighbor.
Yeah, I guess I better ask him to help me.
No, I think it's best to see a doctor when you can't help yourself.
Okay, I want to tell Horace something. Horace... I want you to stay here and tend to the clock.
I know.
Okay. Will you come over to the mound with me, Bob? Okay, I'll meet you there.
Daniel is going over to see Dr. Bill.
I know.
I think I'll go back here and look for him in his office.
Then I'll wait right here.
All right, fine.
Oh, back so soon?
Well, there's so many people down there. I couldn't even get a seat, and it's crowded and dark, and he just...
The only thing about French fries, you know, you take a raw potato, you put it in that bubbling oil, and out comes French fries, so fresh and so crisp. Would you have one?
Love some, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Mmm, these are great. Who made them?
Grandpère makes them over at the tower. Oh, Grandpère, he's terrific. Would you like one, Daniel?
Oh, well, I'm sorry, I can't, Miss Polificate. I have a splinter in my paw.
Oh, a splinter in your paw. No wonder you're at the doctor's. Of course, when you have a splinter in your paw or any other thing like that wrong... That's where you should be, at the doctor's.
He's too crowded down there. I didn't even get to see him.
Oh,
there's Dr. Bill now.
Hello, Dr. Bill.
Oh, just needed a little fresh air. Oh, hello, friends. Hello.
Hello, Dr. Bill.
Well, what brings you to my mound?
Well, I have a splinter in my paw, Dr. Bill.
Oh, a splinter. Uh-huh. Well, why didn't you come to my office?
Oh, I did, but it was too crowded.
Oh, my, my. Well, there have been a lot of people here today. Yeah. I just don't have enough room for everybody.
I know.
I've been using Wiana's room.
How about a French fry, Dr. Bill? That ought to revive you. Well, French fry is marvelous for that.
Oh, good.
Pretty good?
Yes, very, very good.
Grandpère makes them over at the Eiffel Tower.
Well, I guess he's crowded, too.
Oh, not at all. He's got a marvelous big place. I'm so impressed with it. As a matter of fact, I keep telling him he ought to open a hotel or something like that.
Oh, well, plenty of room, eh?
Mm-hmm. Do you think you'd have enough room for a doctor's office?
Oh, of course.
On the ground floor?
Oh, Grandpère calls his ground floor the rez-de-chaussée.
Yeah, let's ask him for his rez-de-chaussée.
Say, do you think he'd let us hang the sign outside his tower?
I don't know why not. I think he'd be pleased to. Oh, what a beauty and what a gifted artist you are. You know, I do love artists. There's something so artistic about them. I remember
Just a minute, Miss Polificate. I need to ask Dr. Bill something. Will I have to wait till you get clear over to the tower office for you to take my splinter out?
Oh, of course not, Daniel. Here, let me see that,
there,
would you?
There.
Oh, my. Well, we should get that out. Let's get down to the office. Will you come with me, please?
All right, I will.
All right, we'll get down
to the
office.
You're in good hands now, Daniel.
Thank you very much. See you later. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I've got to be getting back to my place, too.
Oh, I've got to get to work. Let me take your sign over and show it to Grandpère.
Fine.
Oh, I think he'll be so terribly pleased with this. He couldn't help but be. Well, I'll see you later.
Bye-bye.
This horse is a lot livelier than that one in make-believe. I think I must get back to my place now. Thank you for helping me make-believe and for seeing all of your things here. Really like. Can I come down this way?
Surely.
There we go. What's this? The
That's Petunia's barn. Jack's cow's barn. That's where she stays.
Oh, in Jack and the Beanstalk.
Right.
I'm going to look through the door.
Oh, hello, Mr. Jack. Rogers.
Hi, Jack.
Hi. Thank you for coming to visit our studio.
Boy, I like it here.
I hope you'll come back someday to see our show.
I will. You'll have it ready soon, won't you?
Well, I certainly hope so.
Good. Thanks for welcoming me.
Bye-bye.
Before you go, we have something for you.
What's that, Judy?
A little surprise.
That's something I made the other day when I was watching your show with my little boy.
Why, it looks just like the letters that we have on the television.
We thought you might enjoy having that.
Well, I'm very grateful to you, and we're glad you're our neighbors.
Be sure to come back.
We will.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Bob.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Susan.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Judy. Thank you. I just put this up. This house here. How about there? Might look nice. Let's get a hammer and some nails. Oh, this is a little card that looks very much like this one. You see the difference? This little one. This is something I could carry with me. This big one. If I want, couldn't put it in my pocket. No. But I could put the little one. See? Would fit right in. Okay. Hammer. Nails. There. Now we have our sign. Did you ever have new neighbors come into your neighborhood? It's a big hammer. You couldn't carry that around with you all the time either in your pocket. Here's a little toy hammer. You carried that around with you. Could remind you that you were growing. Yep. And you are growing. Who can crawl under a table? Who can sit under a chair? Who can fit their feet in little shoes and sleep most anywhere? Who can play very much longer, play much harder than grown-ups ever dare? You're a child, so you can do it. Children do it everywhere. Who can wake up every morning and be ready right away? Who can notice all the tiny things that other people say? Who can make the things they play with something different for every single day? You're a child, so you can do it. Children do it anyway. Roll in the grass, squish in the mud, lick an ice cream cone. Can you do that? Sing to a bass, splash in a flood, buy a stepping stone. All alone, who can put your hand in my hand and be ready to feel all safe and strong? You're a child, so you can do it. Children do it all life long. I've liked being with you today.
Sure.
It helps to have people to share good things with.
Yeah,
and we shared some new neighbors. And tomorrow we'll share other things, you and I together. Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a song or two.
One, two.
Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. You always make each day such a special day for me. You know how, don't you? By just your being you. You're the kind of person it's so easy to like. See you tomorrow. Bye.
Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood is made possible by grants from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
This is PBS.